from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. The Millionaire Maker, Hillary Kramer, Travel with Valerie Delia, Nicole Sapphire, MD, Senior Medical Contributor to Fox News Channel, and Physician at Memorial Sloan Kettering Medical Center. Legal expertise by Arthur Idala, Attorney to the Stars, and Christine Nicholas, the quintessential heartbeat of New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. And now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
Thank you so much. It is Tuesday night. That means we go traveling. And what a fun night we've got laid out. In fact, we're going to go all the way across the sea. We're going to go stay right here in New York, and we're going to take a little trip to Florida tonight. And then we've got deals, deals, and more deals for you from Valerie Delia. Speaking of which, there she is, live in her little quaint town, her hometown town of what's the name of it, Valerie? I always get it wrong.
I know. It's Castelfranco,
Castelfranco
in Pisano.
Pisano. Okay. I'm going to get it right one of these days. It's about the week that you have to fly home. I'll have this all, you know, nailed down perfectly.
But don't get us.
Go ahead.
Don't get us confused with the very wealthy Castelfranco in the north of Italy. We are the humble and beautiful Castelfranco in Miscano, which is a province of Benevento in the Campania region.
There you go. Campania. I remembered the region. I didn't have the pronunciation for the town right. Anyway, hey, this is a very important night tonight because you were witness to history in your town there in Campania. Tell me what happened Sunday night and introduce our first guest for us.
Okay. Well, Kevin, what do you think the barometer of recovery from COVID might be for the economy in a small Italian village?
I'm thinking the numbers of bottles of wine sold and pizzas consumed in a given night.
That is absolutely correct. And I want to introduce my friend and compatriot, and my Italian teacher, and my fourth cousin, Carmela Casaria, who is the proprietor of Bar Capricci, where we are sitting right now.
Yeah, you've done a cut. This is your second broadcast you've done from Bar Capricci, so we're honored. And Carmela, welcome to Radio Night Live. It is so nice to have you.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you for your invitation. I am excited. Hello, everybody. Hello, my friend in America, my relative, everybody. So Valerie say that I am Carmela, I am from Castelfranco in Miscano. It's a little village of South Italy in the region Campania. Castelfranco is a very, very little village, and the problem for the pandemic time is very hard. Mm-hmm. But now we have the life and we have the time for to have a new economy, maybe, I hope. for the whole.
Carmela, we really do hope so, and that is our really sincere hope. Hey, talk to me about Sunday night and the pizzas. You sold a record number of pizzas. What kind of pizzas were they?
See, Sunday night I made 45 pizza. And generally, in this time, just 10, 20. But
oh, wow.
Sunday night, it's a very special night because I made 45. And before the pandemic, in the same period, was just nothing because we are closed with my little bar. So 2 years before ago, sorry, 2 years ago, I make sometime 50, 60, 70 I say the number in Italian because I forget the number in English.
I'll help her with that. It's just 50, 60, or 70.
There you
go. So she's getting up there. She's getting closer to that 50 mark. And if 70 to 100 is the most that she would serve when the economy is just really going along at a fast clip.
So yes. Valerie, this is a very important question. Maybe you can ask and we can get to the bottom of this, but what is the standard seasoning for the true Campania pizza? What do you put on there? Is it just sauce and cheese? Is there anything else that goes on the flatbread as it comes out of the brick oven?
Yeah, Carmela, what are the most popular ingredients that you use for the pizza?
Yes, the most popular and famous is the pizza margherita. Is the tomato and the cheese mozzarella. La mozzarella Campania, it's famous in the world because sometimes we use the mozzarella of bufala.
Well, and I've had
buffalo mozzarella.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the buffalo mozz.
Yes.
Yeah. And there's some basil on a margarita too, isn't there? It's not just tomato and mozz. You put some basil in there too.
The basil, Carmela?
Sweet basil.
Basilica?
Basilico, sì. It just is the aromatic and it's a green.
Yeah,
basilico,
yeah, yeah.
Sì, the pasta, tomato, mozzarella and basilico and olio extravergine di oliva.
Yeah, there you go.
But Kevin, I have to tell you, she served me one the other night and I don't know how this happened, but there were actually French fries on top of it. The patata, right, Carmela?
Sì.
What was that all about?
The patatas and the pizza strange. Sometimes my customers, maybe in the summer, they ask me with the ananas pizza. It's strange for the Italian
bananas?
People.
Bananas?
Sì. The ananas.
Well, I know one thing, Carmela, whether or not I would ever have French fries on my margarita pizza, I know that it was a great night for you to have 45 pies to be made in a single night. So congratulations on that. And thanks for taking good care of Valerie for us. We got to make sure she gets her movie made and then gets back safely to the U.S. So you've got your hands full.
Yes, she does. She's taking very good care of me, Carmela. And she's just fabulous and salt of the earth person with just so many talents.
And when you go through Castelfranco in Campania, you got to stop at Bar.
Castelfranco in Miscano.
In Miscano
because Miscano is a river. In Italy, we have five Castelfranco. Castelfranco in Miscano, Castelfranco di sopra, Castelfranco di sotto, Castelfranco vecchio, Castelfranco
gotcha.
Veneto.
Gotcha. Well, you got to stop in at the bar because it's the place to go. And we're about to go to our first commercial break. Carmela, thank you so much for staying up with us. It's very late where you are, and to be here with us tonight, we really appreciate it.
Grazie. I am honored to be a guest for all your friends this night. And sorry for my bad English, but
no problem.
The next time I try to speak well. So
you did just fine. You did just fine. Thank you so much. And Valerie, whatever you do, don't tell her
goodbye.
That there were millions and millions of people listening. We don't want to freak her out or anything.
Good evening. Okay.
We're taking this break. Coming right back. We're going to talk staycations and domestic travel also tonight, live from Italy and New York. Stay with us.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called Proton Therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton Therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, Cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit Procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
It's a day to celebrate for many Americans, but Father's Day hurts if you don't have a father. In fact, many bad outcomes in America are driven because a father is not in the home. But there's hope. A powerful new film, The Streets Were My Father, features the journey of three inner-city Chicago men. It's a story of fatherlessness, gang life, prison life, and the power of God. To see this important and inspirational film, go to salemnow.com. It's a film that will move you and change lives. Go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com.
Did you know that street gangs can exist in rural, suburban, and urban areas alike? Youth have been known to join street gangs as early as 13 years old. Parents, schools, and communities can play an essential part in reducing young people's attraction to gangs. The Free to Be Me campaign is a positive approach to gang prevention. Go to njgangfree.org. That's njgangfree.org. This message is brought to you by the New Jersey State Police, New Jersey Prevention Network, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain, too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling. Or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start, about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Hugh Hewitt explains the major players in world stability.
They are under attack by thousands of missiles. They are our oldest, most stable, strongest ally in the Middle East, and Iran is behind all of this. We have to understand. The existential threat to peace in the Middle East is Iran. The existential threat to stability in the world is the Chinese Communist Party. And we need to stand with Israel.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3. Right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at AM970TheAnswer.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby don't like me.
Back to Kevin McCullough, live from New York.
Well, and Valerie Delia, live from Campania, Castelfranco in, is, how do I say it?
Miscano.
Miscano, not Miscano, Miscano.
Miscano, just a river. It's, you know, Kevin, and if you ever look at the river, it is not a very wide river. It almost looks like a trail.
More like a creek?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
It sure does.
Well, that's it. And evidently the world's greatest pizza flying out of Bar Capricci. 45
correct.
Pizzas at a time on Sunday night now, which is great. Hey, So we're not talking about Italy for the entire show tonight. In fact,
nope.
Val, we're starting to hit that time where people are going to start taking their, you know, their time away from work. The kids are going to be getting out of school. There's lots of planning about what people should do for vacations this year. And you thought it would be a good night to discuss a very specific angle on this. What are we going to talk about?
We're going to talk about staycationing. So, and that is staycationing all over the country. And we have Jill Gonzalez, who is an expert with Wallet Hub, that put this this together, this all this information about the top places and the bottom places and the worst places to staycation. So I thought we would open it up, of course, Kevin, with New York City.
Sure. Jill,
and
welcome, by the way.
In general. Mm-hmm.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
Hi, Jill. Ciao from Italy.
So what's the top reason why people choose to staycation instead of vacation?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to cost. I mean, this year obviously looks a lot different than last year in that there are many more places to actually go. But what kind of looks the same is that there's still a lot of people unemployed. There's still a lot of people who necessarily can't take off for work for that long. They can't be working remotely. So because of that, a staycation is a good option to still use a little bit of that vacation time, but to do so in a very affordable and easier way.
And has this always been something that that people did, or is the staycation concept somewhat relatively contemporary to this time period?
Well, staycations actually got pretty big around the last recession, you know, where people again were looking at these ways to save money. So we saw them get really big then around 10 years ago. Then we saw them, you know, take a little bit of a dip as the economy was doing better. And now they're back.
And are they back with a vengeance at this point? Do you think that there are a lot of people who are saying, I'm not going to get on that plane. I'm just not ready for that. Do you think that that is the mode and the way people are feeling?
I do, yeah. I think there's still a lot of people across the country who are not necessarily ready for all types of travel, but they are ready to do, you know, a little something. And I think there's a lot of people who were stuck inside, and yeah, we all miss travel, but a lot of people, I think, learned that they had been taking their own backyards for granted and that they live in these great places to explore. And that's, I think, what people are doing now as well.
Well, I have
to
admit, I have to admit, Val and Jill, that with living in the New York area, anywhere in the tri-state, if you live here, you've always got other people that are wanting to come visit you because you live in New York. They're like, I've had relatives that I hadn't heard from in, you know, my whole life, that out of the blue said, "Oh, Kev lives in New York now. Let's go see Kev," and that, you know, it's like a free place to bed when they're here. And then they get to go see this great city. But it's what you're saying is there's a lot of people that live here that have forgotten that New York is an awesome place to vacation, even if you live here all the time.
Exactly. And people are taking advantage for that. And the city itself is helping. You know, there's a lot of great programs, whether you want to go to exhibits or museums, that are free to New Yorkers. So I think people are taking advantage of those things now, too. Again, in this low and new and no cost way of still being able to do something.
And I'm seeing that staycationing in New York, it says one equals best. So where did we come in with staycationing? We're number 91, is that true?
So number one would be the best. We looked at almost 200 cities. New York ranked 16th. So still in the top 20. But, you know, when it does come to cost, it's not a cost-friendly
place. It's not
cheap.
That's right.
Yeah, that's true. What
I
do like...
I come to you as a fellow New Yorker. I live in the Lower East Side.
Me too, okay.
So you know, from a scientific and from a very subjective perspective, agree with that.
Okay. We're looking at more than just New York City with the staycationing in New York, right? When it comes up with that rating and ranking.
Right. So New York City, I mean, this is all done by city proper. So New York City ranks 16th. But when we looked at other places here as well, we're looking at mostly the most populated places in the country. So a lot of these that did well on this list are all over, are in Florida, where a lot of New Yorkers fled to kind of during the pandemic. Some are still there. And also, you know, things like the Hamptons, also other places in the Northeast. But we looked at almost 200 cities in all.
You know what I love? This one line about staycationing in New York, it is number one for bike rental facilities per capita. Is that true?
It's true, yeah. So we looked at this essentially into three different categories. We looked at recreation as one, and then food and entertainment as one, and finally rest and relaxation. So for recreation, New York is great, and that actually is pretty cost effective because there are so many things like tennis courts and basketball hoops, baseball diamonds, parks and playgrounds per capita. The walk score is great. The bike score is great. And it has more bike rental facilities than any other cities.
Thank you, City Bike.
Well, I love that. Yeah. And Kevin, you know how much I love to ride my bike. Yes. Yeah, around Central Park. So guess what I did here, Kevin? I just purchased a bike in Italy because there is a 10-mile round trip on a road from here to the next to the next village called Monte Falcone. So I'm just ready to go. So I just love to do that. That's my favorite thing to do.
That's it. If you see Meryl Streep riding a bike in Campania, that's Valerie Delia. She's out there riding to her heart's content. All right. When we come back, we got a few more questions about staycation. Hey, I heard the Italian folks, when we were getting you connected, they were like, "You're looking like a Meryl Streep."
Heard that?
Yeah, and I have to say that had crossed my mind on a previous occasion. So I
heard that all my life, my adult life. But then I also get the other one, Sarah Jessica Parker. Yeah. So I'll take
okay.
them. Hey,
coming right
I'll
back. Don't go away. It's Radio Nightline.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about them since. They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you want, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now is the time to buy $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970.
Listen to AM970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
AM970, The Answer.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
It's Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Ooh. Yes, Travel Night is Tuesday. Every Tuesday we talk travel. Valerie Delia, who, by the way, is going to have some deals for you before we are done. That's always part of the agreement here. She's gonna tell us where to go and what the best prices are that we can get. And we haven't said this on the air, but I took my first plane ride this week since the pandemic started. So I've now ridden an airplane more frequently and more often than I've been to my own radio station's corporate offices in the last year, because I still haven't set foot back there since February. But anyway, we're talking with Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub, and Jill has compiled a lot of information about staycations, particularly for New York City. And Jill, I appreciate you disclosing that you're, biased here because you are a New Yorker as well. And I was a little bit surprised that the data came back with food for New York as them finishing 173rd on the list. Because when you think of New York City, certainly one of the things you think about is the food, and not just the abundance of the really high end stuff, but the authentic neighborhood eats too. So, is there any rationale for how we did so poorly in that category?
So this category, I mean, when it comes down to accessibility, New York did very, very well. So everything from restaurants to beer gardens to frozen yogurt shops per capita, there are certainly plenty of them. But this category also dealt a lot with cost. So we're looking at the average price of a cocktail, the average price of a meal for two, the prevalence of affordable restaurants that have five stars. So the costs, again, were really to New York's detriment here.
Right, right, right. Not, so it doesn't speak to the quality at all. It's just the cost factor that killed us.
Exactly. I mean, this is being compared to cities Cleveland. All over the country, you know, so it's cost-wise, it's competing with a Cincinnati or a Tucson. Yeah. Obviously, the quality and the accessibility looks very different, but costs.
Which are wallet-friendly, Jill?
So this year, as far as some of the best for your wallet, Orlando ranks really well. You know, Florida is tough to beat when it comes to costs, and there are certainly good quality there as well. Las Vegas right now is pretty cheap. Again, it depends how comfortable you are with crowds and with flying, that kind of thing. Atlanta, hot Atlanta, very hot, but pretty affordable, really family friendly as well. Portland was in at the top five too.
Wow.
Well, now you're talking about Florida, and what about Tampa area? I happen to have a rental condo down there. I'm just thinking like St. Pete area, did that rank pretty well?
Yeah, so Tampa itself ranked in the top 25. It ranked right at 24. St. Petersburg, a little bit more expensive, but still in the top 50. It ranked 48th overall. And again, this is of about 200 cities, so good numbers.
Yeah,
wait,
no, that's great.
How many people do you have on the staff doing all this this work?
12 people on the research crew.
Wow.
That's a big project.
Yeah, we look into this every year. It's interesting. You know, we've done the staycation report for about 5 years now. But the last couple, obviously, it's received a very different, much different feedback and more interest, I would say. So,
yeah, and I think you kind of have to look at 2020 and 2021 as just kind of, you know, the outlier of the bell curve. Like, we're never going to be in the kind of positions we were in these last 16 months. Hopefully, you know, prayerfully, never again. In terms of that type of situation, so I would think that there's a lot of abnormalities here, but that is the very time, Jill, that people could get better deals or find more fun or find things that, you know, maybe weren't there because of the requirement to find, the necessity to find innovation and, you know, do things in a different way.
Yeah, and, you know, we're New Yorkers, so we're used to what we saw over the pandemic. But for some of these states, I mean, for Utah and for Montana and for Wyoming, their travel industries blew up because people were road tripping out there and people were relocating out there and people were really taking the time to explore those bigger states. So for some people, that was a booming time travel-wise.
Yeah.
Right. The wide open spaces. I can definitely see that and why that would be that way.
Well, and it explains a lot about Florida, too. And Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub, thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate everything that you've put into this. And we hope you come back. We'll talk again sometime.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, Jill.
Val, we got to talk a little bit more about Florida because, you know, it wasn't just the wide open spaces. I think from New York City, I think about, I don't know, 25-30% of our citizens at least went to visit, if not extended stay. And I had a bunch of friends that just said, okay, we're tired of the Northeast. We're just moving. And it really is. I mean, I was just there this weekend and it was thriving like you wouldn't, most people would believe. But we'll talk about it when we continue. Plus, deals coming up in the final segment. We got a little bit left here on Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Dear Cancer, if you think you're going to put my life on hold, think again. I did my homework, and I found a cancer treatment option that requires no surgery, minimal downtime, and virtually no side effects. It's called Proton Therapy at ProCure Proton Therapy Center. Proton therapy targets cancer tumors more precisely than traditional radiation therapy, with less radiation to nearby healthy tissues. And thanks to ProCure, I don't have to travel far for treatment. Located in Somerset, ProCure is New Jersey's most experienced proton therapy center, offering the most advanced form of radiation with the most precise technology. That's right, cancer. I still have the choice and energy to go on that hike with friends or spend a Saturday afternoon with my grandkids. I chose proton therapy at ProCure, and now my hope has been restored. I'm living my best life. If you've been diagnosed with cancer, visit Procure.com or call 855-3-PROTON today.
Your business is ready for a reboot, a recharge. The way our companies operate has changed. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. Many of the digital resources available have helped overcome obstacles your business is facing, but are you using the full potential of every one of them? That's where Salem Surround can help. Your business needs to use digital tools more than ever to stay in touch with customers, making buying decisions right now and for the future. Will they consider or even know about you? The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We'll design a plan that targets and surrounds customers with proven marketing strategies. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer.
Liberty is God's idea, and if the church doesn't proclaim it, we lose it.
Can America survive without faith in God? In the groundbreaking documentary, America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee, producer-actor Nick Searcy explores the role of faith in America, from our founding fathers to today's most notable conservative voices.
We've got to reclaim three key institutions, the media, public schools, pop culture.
It's good versus evil. And in a greater sense, our battle is not political, it's spiritual.
Our legacy of faith became America's legacy of freedom. By returning to our religious roots, we can restore the soul of our nation. Make America, America your next family movie night.
This country is worth fighting for. Liberty is worth fighting for.
Don't miss America, America, God Shed His Grace on Thee. Available now at SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, AM970TheAnswer.com.
Always going, don't know where. Always showing, I don't care. Don't love nobody, it's not worthwhile. All alone, I'm running wild.
And now, from New York, Radio Night Live, here's Kevin McCullough.
So I'm telling you, if you're in Castelfranco in Miscano, you're going to see Meryl Streep posing in front of like village signs and stuff. You'll also see the same thing if you go over with travelwithval.com because Valerie Delia is posing with those signs and with her cheetah print mask or tiger print mask. It could be Meryl. Who would know? And that's of course where you go to find the Delia's deals too that we're going to talk about in the next segment because that's where Valerie has all of her deals for those of you looking for those travel specialties. And Val, I felt so proud of myself this last week. Because I kind of took all of the tips that you've been giving us from the last, you know, number of weeks that we've been on the air together, and I charted out my little trip to Florida. I was going down, for people that don't know, I was going down to meet some family relatives that I was not aware of that I had, and we kind of had a family gathering that was kind of historic and kind of neat in its own right. But I utilized all of your tips, so how I bought my I got my ticket and, you know, we used Airbnb and we did I did the whole thing. And in fact, well, you know what the weirdest thing was? I Airbnb'd to an Airbnb inside of a housing development that the vice president of this radio station, this region, Phil Boyce, has a property down there. And it's in the same. In fact, he was across the street from where my Airbnb was. And I had stayed there before and I had completely forgotten. But anyway. It's total sidetrack.
Where did you fly into, Kevin?
In and out of Orlando. And I rented a car, and we went as far as Ocala, and then we went to Kissimmee and then back to Orlando to fly. So I was putting some miles in between the spots. But I got to tell you.
How was your rental car? What was the cost of that? Because that was supposed to be higher.
I got a deal. I got a Hyundai Santa Fe, so they're mm-hmm. Regular size SUV for $37 a day unlimited miles.
$37 a day?
$37 a day for two days.
That's incredible. Good
My
for
airline
you.
Ticket was, I think it was about $140 round trip.
Excellent.
And that was Newark to Orlando, and I flew on JetBlue.
For JetBlue, great.
Now, mm-hmm. to be honest, when I got to the airport, I opted in the extra $60 to get the 7 inches more of legroom because I'm a behemoth. But and I like that extra legroom. But it was such a good flight, and you can tell some airlines took really good care of their planes before pandemic, but you could tell that there's another layer of clean and care that the crafts that the aircraft have now, and you just feel like you're walking onto this the cleanest airplane you've ever sat on in your life, and that's the way they all are.
Was the middle seats occupied?
Not on my flight down. Well, actually, okay. No, that's not true. It was a little baby girl to the lady that had the window seat. So I was on the aisle.
Okay.
Her little one was maybe 3 years old, and she took up like less than half of the seat. So it was practically an empty seat between us. And then on the way back, I had mm-hmm. someone there, but again, quite small person. It wasn't really in any way crowded. But full
talking
flights
about
back and forth too.
Your cleaning protocol. Kevin, do you realize that your Airbnb has a specific protocol that owners have to follow?
Yes.
Because I am renting to an Airbnb resident, now in my condo. So just so you know that's something that's been going on for like the during COVID.
Yeah.
So, did you like your Airbnb?
Did. And you know what? I liked it so much that, and I had, the various relatives that had kind of gathered together, we all kind of split the cost and stayed. And then some of them were going to the theme parks the next day. I had to fly back to do the day job. But mm-hmm. I am probably going to try to get that Airbnb again when I take the family to Disney World because it's so close. And the owners of this particular unit had themed out everything in the house Disney. So the living room was
cool.
All classic Mickey, and they had the
and then
in the bedroom upstairs they had the contemporary Mickey, and then they had the little girl's room was all Minnie, and it was, and I can just see my crew getting in there and going, hey, this is really cool. And if you're going to do Disney, why not get a Disney Airbnb, marry the two together, you've got a perfect memory.
Oh, I love that. Oh, that's great. So when do you think you'll go back with the kids?
Don't know. We're probably looking at 2022 for that because we got a few other things to power through this year. But I was so pleased that some of the tips that you've been giving out each week have really helped people because when I can take notes and apply these things, then I know that we're really, it works. So then I feel like, hey, we're actually doing something that really matters here because it's going to help people as they plan to get back out there. And from the looks of it, because everybody on my flight down and most of the people on the flight home were headed to Disney or coming back from Disney. And that means that, that's helping not only our economy with, the travel, but theirs as well. And that means life is starting to get back to normal.
It absolutely is. It's very heartening. Yep, it's been a rough time in the travel industry. So, yeah, we're making strides, I think on every count, really, Kevin.
Well, and along those lines, mm-hmm. We didn't have time for headlines tonight. What are some of the big stories in the travel? Have we latched onto cruises out of New York yet? Has that happened yet?
No, that has not happened yet. Nope. You'll be the first to know. We'll certainly talk about that when that does happen. There was a cruise ship that came into Venice, and the anti-cruise ship people, they felt that they were deceived by the Italian government as they protested against these big ships docking in the historic city's port. And this was just on last Saturday. So there's some issues with cruise ships, in Florida as well. But we'll get there, and New York will get there as well. So, there's the issues about, people who believe in vaccinations and who don't. So it gets a little bit political. And so we'll be, following that as well to see when we'll get ships here in New York City. But that, but I want to, that's going to be one of my deals. Something's coming up, and it has something, to do with cruising. So,
well, when we come back, 4 minutes of nonstop deals. Valerie has them stacked and loaded. She is ready to go. She's going to machine gun through these babies. So you got to get your pen and out and start taking notes. Or you can go over to travelwithval.com and click on Delia's Deals, because that's where you will find all of the ones she's going to talk to us about tonight. But I've already been taking a peek, and there are some really cool things in there. So stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. It's Travel Tuesday. She's in Campania, Italy. I'm in New York. It's Kevin and Valerie. We're glad to have you. Stay with us.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients, yes, 100% drug-free ingredients, that each help your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's right there, approaching from four different angles, may very well be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95, to see if it'll work for you. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. Sadly, the coronavirus and its consequences are affecting all of us, and the mortgage business is no exception. There's fear and uncertainty, and many major banks have suspended mortgage applications entirely. That's why more than ever, if you have questions about anything related to mortgage financing, call the people I recommend, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. Right now is the time to plan and prepare to lock in at the lowest interest rate when the time is right. Andrew and Todd are up and running and standing by to support and protect your assets. I trust them. They can help you navigate these challenging times and advise you on what's best for your situation. Get started now. Call Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage, 888-888-1172, or go to andrewandtodd.com. And they'll take it from there. 888-888-1172 or online, andrewandtodd.com.
Healthy sleep means a healthy lifestyle for both adults and children. Healthy sleep reduces the risk of physical and mental health problems and accidents at the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center. The goal is to improve your health by improving your sleep. They conduct sleep studies for adults and children 12 months of age and up. They also accept most insurance plans, including all Medicaid HMOs, and they are accredited by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine and licensed by the state of New Jersey. The Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center is located at Homewood Suites Hotel by Hilton in Cranford. Treat yourself to a better rest. Call the Trinitas Comprehensive Sleep Disorder Center at 908-994-8694, 908-994-8694, 908-994-8694. Treat yourself to a better rest.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
Larry Elder is next on AM 970 The Answer.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right. It's one of the most important segments in all of radio, anywhere in all of radio, because you will find more deals on your travel needs right now than you will anywhere else. Valerie Delia with Kevin McCullough on Travel Tuesday. Valerie, what can people get their hands on tonight?
All right. I'm going to start out with right here, right where I say right here, but New York City, because my heart is always in New York City. And we talked about staycations in New York with Jill Gonzalez of Wallet Hub. And this is the launch of Taste of Times Square is happening from now through Monday, June 14th. It's a promotion that supports local businesses that have struggled during the pandemic. And during the Taste of Times Square week, the 26 participating restaurants will feature a special three-course price fix menu, appetizers, entrees, and dessert. Guess for how much, Kevin?
I'm going to say $35 because I cheated and I had the Times Square Alliance people tell us a little bit about this on Friday. So that's
did they talk about it?
But it's a good reminder. Yeah, $35 through June 14th. $35.
Exactly. Beverages, tax, and tip are not included. You can sit indoors or outdoors, or you can get your food delivered to go. So love it. So then let's talk about, we're talking about cruising. And one thing you don't know about me is I am a total ocean liner buff. My great-grandfather sold the steerage class tickets from Naples, Italy to Ellis Island at the turn of the century, 1900, and 1902, our travel business was established. So there, this is a cruise for classic ocean liner buffs. It's the SS United States Conservancy, Saving That Beautiful Ship. And this is a maritime history cruise on board Norwegian Breakaway for a seven-night sailing from August 21st to August 28th, 2022. We're giving you a good full year to be part of this. And so go to the Conservancy, and the inside cabins begin at $1,143 per person based on double occupancy. And that's a very, very cool ship that they are on, the Norwegian Breakaway. But what they're honoring and raising money for, some of the money goes to saving the good old SS United States, which is just a beautiful ship, a relic. So then let's go down, and if we have a couple of more minutes. Okay, how about we talk about cruising with the cast of Friends, the fans of the cast of Friends at sea, May 15th of 2022. So you got another year. 500 Friends fans can set sail for the one when they went on a cruise aboard the Celebrity Equinox and to partake in Friends-themed events, trivia contests, and cooking demonstrations while on a seven-day sailing from Fort Lauderdale. So you're going to want to check that out. If you're one of the first 25 guests who book a cabin, you'll get a free one-night stay at a hotel in Fort Lauderdale the night prior to embarkation. Oh, nice. Yeah, and then we have
I thought
time
you were
going to
say if you were one of the first 25, you would get a private dinner with Jennifer Aniston. Because I knew that eyes were just going to perk up all over the city. No,
yeah,
actually,
they're not going to be on board. These are fans.
Yeah, I know. These
Friends
are the fans only. And Friends, we are out of time, but you go to Delia's Deals on travelwithval.com. It's the second click over from the top of the page. You're gonna find these and other great stuff. Valerie, we'll talk to you again next week. Arrivederci.
Grazie, Kevin. Ciao.